With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The College Football Experience Conference Championship Week Preview and FCS Playoffs episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simply picking your favorite player over and unders. Head over to prizepicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. Your home for all of our picks and podcasts. You can grab it in the Apple Store or Google Play Store for free today.
This is Brian Bosworth, AKA The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-hoo! Welcome to the College Football Experience Conference Championship Preview and Picks, mixed in with the FCS playoffs and a random USC Cal game. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan. This is part two. This is part two. If you haven't listened to part one, go listen to that, because we got a lot of games on over there. We got coaching talk on the first episode, so go listen to part one first, then jump on over here. Or tell me to go fuck myself. I don't care. Look, I'm here, Colby Swinging Database Dan, here with Patty C and NC Nick. And yeah, we got the crew. Saturday morning, we're just going to jump right into this. No introductions, just jump right into this. Saturday morning, by the way, when you mix in college basketball slate, it is glorious. God's eye will be rocking. I don't want to even, just look at the Saturday college basketball slate. All right. Gonzaga, Bama, bunch of conference play games going. I mean, yeah, you're really missing out if you're not mixing both in there. You need your own God's eye, guys.
Everyone should have God's eye.
Exactly. Kent State travels to the filthy fucking dome. All these horrible domes in these conference championships, whether it's the Alamo Dome, whether it's the Death Star, whether it's the Lions Stadium where this game is being played, or Jerry's World, or that stupid stadium in Atlanta, or the Indianapolis bullshit.
Yeah, any of the Mercedes Benz venues.
Yeah, they can. Lucas Oil Roller Rink. Fuck all of them.
That's why rivalry weekend is always better than conference championship weekend.
Yep, 100%.
Dude, rivalry weekend was amazing this year.
So let's hop into this. Kent State, the Golden Flashes, in the stupid dome against Northern Illinois.
Kent State's a 3.5 point favorite. These teams played a couple weeks ago and it was a wild one. Kent State won 52-47. I tend to think the Northern Illinois had 2 weeks rest. Kent State had to battle out a crazy game in overtime last week. I'm not going to fade a Lombardi in a championship game. Give me Northern Illinois plus 3.5. Love that hook too. Sprinkle some on the money line. Nick?
You know, I went back and forth on this one. My initial reaction was to take the points and Northern Illinois, but I switched. I'm going to go Kent State. I don't like the fact that they rested their starters last week, especially in a game with a lot of offense. You want that offense to be, to have that precision, that fine tune, that rhythm. And Northern Illinois, they might be a little phony. Okay. Throw out last week since they didn't play their starters, they lost, but the last four games, they a 1 point win over Ball State, 1 point win over Central Michigan, overtime against Buffalo, a very average, below average Buffalo team, and they lost to Kent State. So, I mean, very easily they could have been 0-5 in that stretch.
This is the most counterfeit team I've ever seen in a conference championship game.
I'm going Kent State.
Are you at all concerned that Thomas Hammack, head coach of Northern Illinois, former NFL running back, I believe he was with the Baltimore Ravens, if memory serves me correct.
Thomas Hammack?
Yes, the head coach of Northern Illinois.
You never heard of him.
They are
the coach or the player. Never heard of him.
They are playing one of the worst run defenses in all of America, in Kent State. For that reason alone, give me the Huskies plus 3.5. Petty C, what are you doing?
Well, hold on. Let me. So Kent State gives up 184 yards on the ground. Northern Illinois gives up 217 on the ground.
It's true, but Kent State doesn't run the ball.
And I guess, I mean, yards rushing, Kent State averages 247. Northern Illinois averages 231. So I don't know about those stats there, but it's going to be a shootout. Go either way, but I'm sorry. Go ahead, Patty.
Look, last time this game was at home for Kent State, they got to go to this filthy Lion Stadium. So it's neutral. And that's enough to put Northern Illinois over the top.
Northern Illinois has 3 1-point victories, a 2 point victory, and an overtime victory this year.
1-0 against Nick's ACC. That's why he's holding the grudge against them.
I will say that it's tough for a team to win a second time against the same team in the same year. So that would make me want to favor Northern Illinois here. Kent State has been a better team throughout the year. This is me going with my heart. Thomas Hammack is my boy. We're riding the Huskies.
He knows who he is. Yes.
How's your boy?
I just, you know, he's basically Fat Albert. He's super jolly, big fat guy. And
yeah. I like fat guys.
How can
fat
you
guys are fun?
Yeah. How can you root against that? I mean, if I was betting my own money, though, I would take Kent State.
And by the way, I guess he was a coach with the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think he played, but I remember him in college football though. All right. He was at Northern Illinois when they beat, when PJ Fleck was a teammate of his at Northern Illinois.
Now let me see one thing real quick. Let me take a look at their losses. Their losses have been big. No, I'm looking at Western Kentucky. So, I don't have the stats pulled up, but I, from what I looked at before, their losses have been pretty significant. So,
Are you talking Northern Illinois?
Northern Illinois, yeah. So I mean, they lost by to Michigan. Obviously, that's 53 points. They lost to Wisconsin by 7. That's actually impressive. But they lost to Western Michigan by 21 last week. You can't really think they're going to win this game. 3.5 points though.
Wyoming, not Wisconsin.
Wyoming, yeah. Sorry.
Big difference.
Yeah, big difference. Look, I'm going with my heart. Give me Northern Illinois.
All right,
you guys are gonna lose.
you're gonna get a Maction text early Saturday morning here on the West. Baylor takes on Oklahoma State in Jerry's World. Call me crazy, Nick. I think Oklahoma State's my favorite team in college football right now.
They're fun to root for, man. Look, we've all been a Gundy guy, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe regardless of the cable news that he watches, I'm not sure about that. about what he's doing there, but though, put that aside, and he is fun to root for. But I don't know, man. I think this is too many points. I think this is a close game. I think it's a field goal game. I don't think Oklahoma State is just going to roll over Baylor here. Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong. I'm gonna take. I think they know the moment and how big this is for the state of Oklahoma. How big this is for the future of the Big 12. How big this is for Mike Gundy to get to the college football playoffs. So
I'm still expecting them to pull in Oklahoma State.
Yeah, you're just waiting on that one to happen at some point.
Maybe I shouldn't though. They beat Oklahoma. They finally got over that hurdle. Maybe that gives them the confidence they need to go ahead and take care of business here and go on to the playoffs. But I'm still waiting for them to have that slip up game. And maybe they don't even lose. Maybe it's just a very close game against an underrated Baylor team.
They won by 10 with Spencer Sanders going 13 of 23 for 182 yards, one touchdown, three interceptions.
He has those capabilities. He can put up some stinkers.
Well, I think he's going to be much better this game. I think he looked pretty damn good last week. So I'm going to ride. Look, last time they played, Baylor only put up 280 yards of offense on them.
Yeah.
I think Oklahoma State knows how to shut down this offense. Give me the Cowboys to seize the day. Carpe diem, Patty C. What are you doing?
There it is. Well, I'm looking at Google Maps right now. The closest route from Waco to Arlington, Texas, 1 hour and 35 minutes. Meanwhile, the closest route from Stillwater to Arlington, Texas, 4 hours, 8 minutes. So expect a home crowd for Baylor. Obviously, the last game was in Stillwater. Expect a close one. Give me Baylor to cover this. I don't know about the outright. I think
it's your
right.
Boys. You gotta.
You're right. Let's ride the flag plan all the way to the Big 12 championship and the Sugar Bowl berth, fringe playoff berth here. I guess.
How does Baylor fans travel? I mean, they're a private school, but I feel like they travel better than like say Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I would think so. Yes.
I don't think it's gonna be a major home field advantage just because it's closer though.
It's an hour and a half away. They should be able to travel for the Big 12 championship, but you're right. It's probably going to be even. Stillwater's not exactly.
They couldn't play this game at the Cotton Bowl, huh? Had to choose this filthy fucking stadium.
Right? Come on.
All right, folks. I want to tell you that the college football experience is brought to you by Prize Picks. Yes, Prize Picks is a easy way to play daily fantasy. Daily fantasy simplified. All right. You pick 2 to 5 players and select basically on an over or under on their stat projections. You can win up to 10 times the amount of money that you enter. Use the promo code SGP and receive 100% instant deposit match for up to $100. It's just you against those projected numbers. Price Picks has a ton of stats to choose from, including yards, receptions, touchdowns, fantasy points, and more. Price Picks allows mixed sports entries too. You can take an NBA player, mix that. You could take a NFL, but you can go Mahomes and LeBron, whatever. Price Picks offers every sport you can think of: college football, college basketball, NBA, NFL, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. Price Picks has an award-winning app also, both available in the App Store and Google Play Store. Price Picks is 4.8 star rated in those stores with great reviews. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's really that easy. Price Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. PricePicks.com, promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match. I also want to tell you the college football experience is brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. If you're not using PropSwap, then you're missing out. PropSwap is America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. You can find the best odds in the country because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds, people. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Sellers across the country list their sports bets for sale, and thousands of buyers visit PropSwap every day to find the best odds on futures, props, and parlays. The average PropSwapper makes $500 a month just buying and selling sports bets on PropSwap. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. Saturday morning. I mean, it's just such a glorious day Saturday. Like I said, be sure to take a look at the college basketball schedule too. Cause like I said, mixing these in with FCS playoffs, with conference championship week, Kennesaw State travels to Johnson City, Tennessee to take on East Tennessee State. The Buccaneers, Kennesaw's laying 2.5. They're triple option. I can appreciate that, but I think the wrong team's favored. East Tennessee State, this is the team that beat Vanderbilt by almost 3 touchdowns. Give me East Tennessee State on the money line to upset Kennesaw State, the Owls. are you going with, Patty C?
Kennesaw State, East Tennessee State. What do we get as the spread here?
2.5. Kennesaw is favored by 2.5 on the road.
Oh, man. Georgia football and Tennessee football, an old South showdown. Exactly what we want here. A little regional rivalry in the FCS playoffs. Oh God. Give me a second here. Nick, what do you got on this?
I'm home dog. Give me the boys from Johnson City. If you're ever in Johnson City, go to Yeehaw Brewing. Highly recommended. Good brewskis there and a good football Yeehaw as well. big fan of the running back, Quay Holmes. Over 1,400 yards and 16 touchdowns this year. I think he gets cranking, and give me the Buccaneers.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you because I'm looking here. Not that I've been watching this super closely, but a bunch of close wins for ETSU. 7-point overtime win against Samford. 6-point win against Wofford. They actually had a 5-point loss against Chattanooga, or else they'd be undefeated. So that works in their favor. But a 4-point win against Furman. A 7-point win against VMI and a 3-point win against Mercer last week. This is a team that is squeaking by a lot. Give me Kennesaw, baby.
Wow. Okay. Well, look, at that same time to kicking off Southeast Louisiana. Keep an eye on this quarterback, Cole Kelly, Arkansas transfer, putting up stats like 42 touchdowns and 7 picks. Averaging 9.4 yards of completion. He's also the team's leading rusher with almost 500 yards rushing. Get ready. He's going to be in the NFL, I think. Cole Kelly and the Lions of Southeast Louisiana come into Harrisonburg, Virginia to take on JMU. You know, conservative Cole Johnson, who actually has 32 touchdowns and just 2 picks. Damn. For a lawn chair, that's impressive. look, JMU is laying 14.5 points at home in Harrisonburg. I know they feel disrespected. This line opened at 12.5, and I was ready to take JMU. But 14.5, it's a little too much. Cole Kelly's got too much offense. Give me the Lions in Southeast Louisiana to get it done. Nick, what are you doing?
The battle of the Coles. And Cole's not running well.
Worst of all, he's got sponsorship problems.
Hold on, hold on. Here you go.
I can't talk to this son of a bitch. I can't talk to that son of a bitch. I really can't. I can't.
What percentage of our listeners know what the hell we're talking about?
If you don't, you're a scrub.
Yeah.
Go watch.
That's on them. That's on them there.
That's right.
What are you doing here?
So my breakdown here is that this Southeastern Louisiana team struggles on defense. In the 3 games they lost this year, their opponents were over 45 points each time. Meanwhile, James Madison has been over 45 points 5 times this season. I think JMU might break 50 here. I think they roll. I think they cover. Give me like a 51-23 score here.
Yowzers.
Patty C, what are you doing here?
Let me tell you what. Southeast Louisiana football, 3 games, 3 losses, all by 3 points. 45-42, 55-52, and 45-42 again. That makes you think they're able to keep the game close, but get the F out of here. These are my Dukes. We are going to slap the dog shit out of Southeast Louisiana.
What are you going to do? Look, they've only had 1 game under 38 points, 1 game. And that was McNeese on Saturday, October 30th. All right.
Well,
every other game they've had more than 38 points. Is that Duke's defense going to be eating some burritos on the sideline? Because if so, look, I think the Lions are going to be able to dial it up.
Irresistible force versus immovable object. Cause we have only given up 28 once. Everything else was less than that. So something's got to give here. We're going to shut them down.
While you question any university that recruits Patty C, that was a long time ago. And this defense, Sela has not seen this defense, a defense of this type this year. So
JMU didn't recruit me. I walked on to JMU. William and Mary recruited me. You should question them, and you have every right to.
Well, I questioned them for allowing you into the university.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Touche.
All right. Next up, guys, hate to do it to you. Utah State heads to Dignity Health. Walks into Dignity Health without their membership. Look, and they don't got a membership to Dignity Health. Give me San Diego State -5.5 as a Dundee special. Utah State's got a terrible run defense. I think it's charting at 90th. San Diego State is a physical football team. Blake Anderson, Utah State, they're having a great year, but they don't want that smoke. Give me the Aztecs at home. I guess it's not technically home, but hey, can you say 12-1 Aztecs, maybe 13-1? Just get them in the playoff already. Nick, who you taking?
This one's tough. I mean, I think Utah State, they had a couple nice wins like really early on. They beat Washington State week one, Air Force week three. Since then, they've kind of been feasting on, you know, the bottom of the Mountain West. The only good teams they've played, Boise beat them 27-3, BYU 34-20, and Wyoming 44-17. I think San Diego State is like a better version of Wyoming. So I think the physicality is definitely with the Aztecs, and they're technically at home at the Wellness Center. So yeah, I'm going to agree with you, but I'm not going to lock it.
At the old folks home, Patty, who you doing?
Well, here's what I'm going to say. San Diego State hasn't won a game aside from last week by more than one score in the second half of the season. So we're looking at a 6-point spread. This is really tough. This is a really tough one.
I locked it. It's not tough. It's easy. Bad run defense. Awesome run game. Great defense. Look, Utah State can get away with this powder puff shit. Not against San Diego State. All right. Not in a Rocky Long coach defense.
I think it is a point or two too few. I'll take the Aztecs.
Boom. There we go. Let's do this damn thing.
By the way,
we should quickly say though, the job that the guy's doing at Lake Utah Anderson. State, Anderson is a hell of a job. I think they had like over under like 3.5 wins this year. Yeah. Or something.
And to play for, I 100% agree.
Great job.
Doing a great job. Blake Anderson. All right, folks, I want to tell you that the College Football Experience is brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league so you can bet on the matchups. How great is that? It might cost $100 to enter your league, but hey, why not put some money on your shitty team to beat your friend's other shitty team so you can recoup the dough you're going to lose when you don't win the Super Bowl? All right? Do it. You can cash out for gift cards too. Who doesn't want a gift card to Best Buy? Todd Graham might sell you a fucking TV. Don't worry about it, right? When your bet hits, you can even help raise money for charity along the way. How great is that? It's a brand new company. They're looking to grow their community. It's a slick app. It's fun to use. One of the reasons why we love it here at SGPN is they offer prop betting. So if you're in a state that hasn't legalized gambling yet, you can just get in on some prop bets on Better Fantasy. Plus, they just added a really cool bonus. If you get your entire league to join Better Fantasy, they'll give you a league, or they'll give you the whole league a $150 gift card to get a sick ass trophy from trophysmack.com. Look, it's 2021. Everyone gets a fucking trophy. All right. So just join, be a part of that movement to totally free to play. Download the app today for iPhone or Android. Check them out today at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by So Bet. Since when did sports betting get so rigid, Patty C? All right. Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches, sipping whiskey, tossing bets around in a speakeasy. SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. And there's nothing better than being modern, apparently, Patty C. SoBet is changing the game with their product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account to see for yourself. They're fully functioning and free web application can even give you a demo of their app, which is going to launch next fall. The app includes consensus lines from Vegas, a feed of what other people are betting on, and key thing here, the ability to send friendly wagers to anyone you know via text, QR codes, and links among other methods. Look, you got that ex-girlfriend that's not giving you any money, right? She's not giving you the money that she owes you $1,000. We'll just send her that thing. Tell her to bet on this Boise State matchup. Anyway, no money is transacted on the app. It's purely competitive. Next time you're with your friends watching sports, turn the dial up a notch. Go to SoBet.io and see who can hit the most ridiculous bets. Users have the ability to place bets off Vegas odds, or you can generate a bet yourself by changing any metric they want. That's pretty awesome. As long as somebody's on the other side to accept. Let's get back to the rooting of, let's get back to the rooting. Jesus, I can't fucking talk. Let's get back to the roots of betting with SoBet. Go to SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN to join the revolution. Patty C, this Saturday, I'm telling you, it's a glorious Saturday, and it's going to get more glorious when Incarnate Word, the Cardinals, travel to Sam Houston State to take on the reigning national champions. The Cardinals are catching 13.5 points, Patty. See, I think it's too many. I think Incarnate Word, or I'm sorry, I think Sam Houston State's been sitting there enjoying their national championship, even though they got very fortunate against JMU. They got very fortunate against Monmouth. I think they're a good football team. I'm excited about them coming up to the FBS. Just a little bit too many points. You might Sam Houston wins by 10.
They got fortunate because of the rain against South Dakota State last year.
You could say that too. You could say that too.
Thank God that weather played a factor in the national championship game because it was enjoyable to watch.
Yes. It was better than the other national championship. Sam Houston State's got a loaded team. They've been riding easy. Eric Schmid, this guy's been fucking throwing the ball all around. He's a beast. NC Nick's been, I think, part of his fan club for a while here.
Leader of the fan club.
But he's only completing 56% of his passes. Is that concerning at all to you, Nick? Or is Raymond Jefferson running the ball too good to worry about that? I'm taking Incarnate Word in the points. What are you doing, Nick?
IW's been on a little bit of a roll of late, but this is still the same team that lost to McNeese, who's 4-7, and a Youngstown State squad that's 3-7. I mean, Eric Schmidt and the defending champs, yeah, they kind of cruised through the regular season, didn't look sharp every game, but now that they're in the playoffs, this is their time. They beat IW in the spring 42-14. They're going to do it again. They treated me well last year. Give me Sam Houston again.
Damn. Patty, see, what are you doing here?
Yeah, UIW, potentially a counterfeit team here. A lot of close wins. Look, Sam Houston State is the defending national championship, champion, 10 game winning streak, obviously, or for this year. I don't know how long it goes back into last year.
It goes a while.
So they are on a roll, and they're going to keep rolling until they see JMU.
Should I change
again.
My pick? Should I change? Yeah, give me Sam Houston State. Let's do this.
And let me tell you what, the Bearcats in general, I think are going to lose in the championship game this year. Okay.
Ooh, Cincinnati Ooh. And Sam Houston as a parlay.
All right, yeah. Bearcat lost national championship game. Count it.
I like it.
Don't fade the Schmid.
Yeah. No one gives a Schmid about what you're saying, Patty C. All right. Lafayette, Louisiana, Appalachian State. Look, what's going on here, guys? App State just lost 41-13 to, Lafayette in Lafayette back on October 12th, but Billy Napier did take a job. He's still going to coach this game. He swears he's not distracted. Chase Bryce has already said he's coming back to App State one more year.
How old is he? Is he going to be Chris Winkie?
He is Chris Winkie. He's Paul Blake. App State is a 3-point favorite. This game reeks to me. It reeks. So guess what? I'm taking App State because something's not right here. Vegas knows something. I don't know. Napier's been trying to recruit, trying to get a staff down there in Gainesville. He's not paying attention to the Mountaineers. Give me App State -3 in Lafayette. Nick?
Yeah, I think we should mention that this is a home game for Louisiana. The Sun Belt Championship is not at a neutral site. It probably should be, granted, an outdoor neutral site, but it's not. So benefit there to Louisiana, obviously. But this is kind of similar to Oregon, Utah. And it's definitely a revenge game for App State, and the Louisiana coaching thing has to have some kind of effect on them, I think. So give me my Mountaineers from App State.
App State has been absolutely rolling for the last five games. Louisiana hot and cold a little bit for a while now. So I don't know what to expect. I mean, the fact that they rolled them 41-13 earlier in the season obviously makes me want to favor Louisiana, but it does smell. That said, they're home. Where is this game being played? Sorry.
Lafayette.
They're home dogs here.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I'm taking Lafayette. It can smell all at once, and you know what? I'm gonna lock it up.
Wow.
Lock it up.
Wow.
Sometimes I feel like Patty C doesn't listen to us.
Yeah. We were just talking about it being in Lafayette the whole time. He's probably looking at tits and ass on this fucking screen of his computer the whole time.
Well, I'm doing a number of things over here, but I wouldn't necessarily discount that being one of them.
Like, I just picture him over there, like looking at, he's probably like pulling up like I don't know, Jamie Lee Curtis in 1980, and he's just staring at her tits, just sitting over there, Googling how Anna Nicole Smith died. All right, next up, SWAC. The SWAC Championship, Prairie View, A&M, the Panthers. I remember the days they had the longest losing streak in the country back in the 90s. Well, things have changed because they are in the SWAC Championship and they're taking on Coach Prime. I'm so sick of those fucking Coach Prime commercials. But here we are. Shedeur Sanders, Patty C. 28 touchdowns, 5 interceptions on the season.
It's a hell of a rookie year.
But at the same time, the Panthers of Prairie View, they got a Juwan Pass. You might remember him. He was at Louisville. And okay. He was pretty impressive at Louisville. Only 16 touchdowns thrown on the season, but they're catching 7 points. Guys, I think I'm inclined to take the Panthers here. Give me the 7 points. Coach Prime, he's been off, you know, coaching some games, not coaching some games. I don't know what the hell's going on. Give me Prairie View A&M plus 7. Patty C, what are you doing?
Buddy, this team is on a 3-game losing streak. I think I'm going to go ahead and fade them against the Prime's 10-1 destiny driven team.
But look, Prime has had some close games himself. They only beat Southern by 4.
Southern's a quality team.
They beat Florida A&M by 1. They beat Delta State by 7.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Mississippi Valley State only by 9. Give me Prairie View to cover this thing. Dude, Jackson State gets the win.
Prime Time needs this, right? He's going to win.
They didn't fire Jeff Collins, by the way, at Georgia Tech.
That's ridiculous. Well,
yeah, their whole team's transferring out. Their quarterback, their running back.
Next year, Prime Time will be at either in Atlanta or Tallahassee once again. And so, you know, this is the first step. Win the SWAC Championship, win the Celebration Bowl. Then Prime Time should petition for them to be able to get into the FCS playoffs next year and take an HBCU all the way to the fucking title game.
So you're taking Jackson State.
I'm taking Jackson State.
Nick, what are you doing?
Yeah. Talk about a line that smells here. I think this one does. Cause I think like Patty said, Prairie View lost 3 in a row going into this game. And meanwhile, Jackson State has not lost to an FCS team all year. That's why I'm going to go Prairie View. Cause I don't think it makes sense. I think most people will be taking Jackson State, and I've always hated Deion Sanders, that damn cowboy. So give me Prairie View.
There you go.
Let's go.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Look, I think it's a fun matchup. I'm excited, but hey, Deion coaching for an FBS job potentially. Look,
he's
Nick,
gonna be wheeling around that wheelchair on the sideline, just swagging out.
Nick, you notice how he cooled off that Florida State thing after they got whooped by Florida? He said, "Oh, next year." Before he was saying Norvell's turning the corner. 2 weeks ago, he was like, "This Florida State."
They got whooped by Florida. They were in that game.
They threw like 30. No one deserved to win that game.
Yeah, that was a terrible game. Florida also kept it within 2 against an Alabama team that could be the number 1 seed of the whole college football season with the win on Saturday. Look,
and granted, I mean, Patty hasn't talked Florida State because we're not talking Florida State. It's conference championship week, and it's not 2002.
Look, I'm enjoying this too. Believe it or not, I fucking hate Florida State. So,
all right, folks, I want to tell you that the college football experience is brought to you by Prize Picks. Yes. I just want to remind you guys to make sure you head over to prizepicks.com and get signed up today to get that 100% instant deposit bonus using the promo code SGP. I know I've mentioned it earlier in the show, but I want to tell you again. And I also want to tell you to get the SGPN app. Yes, us. We're now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today. All right, guys. I know we got games, man. We got games. Not he got game. We got games. Houston. Dana Holgorsen. He might sell you a 86 LeBaron. All right. But if there's one thing the used cars salesmen know, can I talk? Car salesman. They know Cincinnati well. All right. They get that Skyline Chili. He was at West Virginia. You know damn well he went in and sold some used cars down there at Cincinnati. All right. He's getting 10.5. In Cincinnati, Nick, it's too many points. Give me the Houston Cougars and Clayton Tune in this top 10 defense to hang around, and dangerous things can happen when you hang around. this is a Mike Leach guy, Dana Holgorsen. I'm not going to fade him.
I agree, man. I think there's not too much difference between Houston and Cincinnati right now. I think Cincinnati's slightly the better team. Granted, they are at home. One more conference where there's no neutral site. Which, how does the MAC have a neutral site, but the American doesn't?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I like these home environments. I mean, if you're going to do neutral, to me, there's just so many domes that I almost think you should just play. Like, I'd much rather see Iowa, Michigan in Ann Arbor than Lucas Oil.
Yeah, but conference championship should be at a neutral site, I think.
I agree. And with Lambeau, Soldier, Arrowhead, the Brown Stadium, Heinz, the Steelers Stadium, they're all right there. Play one there.
Keep it outdoors, but I feel like this game probably should be at a neutral site so it doesn't give one team the advantage.
Well, how about this? Pac-12 plays, they can rotate between the Coliseum in LA, the Mile High Stadium,
Arizona Cardinal Stadium.
No, that's a dome. The old one. The Arizona State Stadium. Is that retractable? Yeah, that thing's bullshit though, right? Just do Mile High, the Coliseum or Sam Boyd Stadium in Vegas, and then throw in the Seahawks Stadium.
There you go.
All right. Fair. You got those four. Fair. And you can go to the Niners Stadium. Rotate between those four.
All outdoors.
Yes.
That stadium kind of sucks though.
ACC should rotate too. They should do Charlotte like they're doing. Kudos to them for being outdoors.
But
they should also rotate between the Redskins Stadium. They should rotate between the New York Giants Stadium.
Nobody wants to go to the Redskins shitty ass stadium. FedEx.
Oh, you act like awful. The Charlotte Stadium's so great.
Yeah.
Go to Baltimore instead.
Okay. Go to Baltimore.
It's a shithole too.
Okay. But Maryland's not Baltimore, in the ACC.
At
Nick.
Least downtown. Yeah. Baltimore Stadium is so much better than FedEx. That's FedEx true. Is one of the worst.
Okay. Is RFK demolished yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
Damn it.
When they get that thing back in back in downtown DC, then they should have it there.
Play it at Georgetown's home football stadium. Look, I don't know. I'm just saying ACC should do that. SEC, you're already fools because Georgia State plays in a much better stadium than Georgia Tech and the Falcons. They have that old Brave Stadium in Atlanta. I drove past it a couple months ago, but play there. You could play at the Jacksonville Jaguar Stadium.
Tennessee.
I mean, come on, give me something. Don't give me this Mercedes-Benz bullshit. All right, play at some type of classic stadium. All right,
the Titan Stadium in Nashville.
Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be perfect.
Liberty Bowl too. What about the Liberty Bowl?
Yeah,
not big enough, but
not big enough. Who gives a fuck? I guess they do, huh?
Yeah, people trying to make money off of it.
Big 12 should be Cotton Bowl.
Yeah,
if you're gonna play Oklahoma, Texas, there.
If it's gonna be in Dallas,
soon enough. The SEC can do that too.
Yeah, SEC can also play at Arrowhead because Missouri's in their conference.
Yeah. They won't go that far out of there.
Come on. Someone's got to play at Arrowhead. Big 12?
Big 10.
Big 10. Throw it all
close enough.
There.
Yeah.
Throw it all in there. Houston, Cincinnati, Petty C. Houston's getting 10.5 points. What are you doing? You going with your Bearcats? Bearcat Pride?
No, I'm not. Like you said, Houston was leading against Texas Tech 21-7 at halftime.
I know. I can't believe they lost that. They'd be undefeated.
Since then, 10 straight wins 11 straight wins by Houston. So this is two teams that are winning a lot, colliding with each other.
They should be ranked higher than 21.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. 10.5, that little hook too. Got to go Houston, but I don't think they money line it. I think Cincinnati comes in dialed in.
Part of me is rooting for this, guys. Part of the asshole in me is rooting for this, right? I'm rooting for Bama to beat Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm rooting for Michigan to beat Iowa, Oklahoma State to beat Baylor, because then you would, and then UTSA to beat Western Kentucky.
Dude, the playoff expansion is going
to
happen.
Hold on. San Diego State to beat Utah State. Obviously Notre Dame plays no one because they're cowards. And then you have Houston to beat Cincinnati. So then you would have one loss teams. So you would have 12-1 Alabama, 12-1 Georgia, 12-1 Cincinnati, 12-1 Houston, 12-1 Oklahoma State, 12-1 Michigan, 12-1 UTSA, 12-1 San Diego State, 12-1 who's the last team I'm thinking? Oh, 11-1 Notre Dame.
You said UCSA, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be amazing? Because then they have to sit there and everyone's like got a case.
Seven of them are conference
champions. Everyone's got a case to say, fuck
you. Well, it would be an easy three. Georgia, Alabama, Notre Dame. Really, it only comes down to four.
Michigan. No, Michigan would win and Oklahoma State would win. So Notre Dame probably wouldn't get in. But my point is that every team can claim national championship. Let's do it. Let's do it, boys. Okay. Next up.
I will say this. The last thing I want is them to come out after all this and be like, well, we got three new teams this year or four new teams in the playoff. I guess we don't need to expand. You know, that would be the worst after like 6 years of the exact same thing. 1 year of
Thought about that. Maybe that's what they're doing this year just so they can hold off expansion.
Yeah. They're just pausing.
They're horrible, horrible people. They deserve terrible things. UT Martin, the Skyhawks, Patty C. All right. Hold on. Whoa. The Skyhawks.
I want this power. it's a matter of national security.
It is a matter of national security to watch this game. UT Martin comes into Bozeman, Montana to take on the Montana Bobcats. Tell that Bobcat behind the wheel, Patty C.
Hello.
Look, Skyhawks are catching 12.5. I think it's too many points. Give me the Skyhawks. Fly that fucking airplane right in the middle of that stadium. Let's do this damn thing, Skyhawks. Let's do it. Nick, what are you doing?
I agree with you, man. Keon Howard, the senior QB, and Peyton Logan, the senior running back.
Keon Howard, he was at Tulane.
There you go. These guys aren't going to go quietly into the night. They're going to fight this game. It's going to be close. Give me the points.
Look, and I guarantee you, UT Martin's head coach is going to be saying this after the game.
And you're nothing but a chameleon, lemon-headed, coward, terrorist pussy. And I'm after you, buddy. You're going to pay for it. Good night.
Well, the other Skyhawks, yeah, sir. The other Skyhawks that we're all familiar with are the Raleigh-Durham Skyhawks.
Yes,
North Carolina zone.
Bring the World League back. Look, you're bringing the USFL back. You're bringing the XFL back. There's room for one or two more. All right,
just combine them all.
Look, he just called him a lemon-headed coward, terrorist pussy, and he replied, "Sir."
Yeah, those are fighting words if I've ever heard of.
Lemon-headed. Yeah, I'm sorry. If I'm at the grocery store and someone calls me lemon-headed, I'm swinging, right? Yeah, dude.
Majorly offensive.
I don't know. Actually, I might be happy that someone called me lemon-headed at the same time.
As a kid, I liked the candies.
It was delicious, but it's a bit insulting. Let's be honest.
What are you doing here, Patty C?
Look. UT Martin, winners of 11 straight here, or no, I should say, no, they did lose to Southeast Missouri 2 weeks ago. So before that, a 9-game winning streak, got back on track against Road Rash Face last week.
Got it done. They were down in the fourth. They had the heart of a champion, heart of a lions, tigers, and bears, as Mike Tyson said.
There it is. Right? These two teams have had almost identical seasons because Montana State lost their opener and then
lost in the Brawl of the Wild.
That's right. Yeah. So both are hoping to get back on track. UT Martin already has. That said, what's the spread in this game?
12.5. UT Martin's catching.
Give me UT Martin.
Yeah, let's ride UT. They should hire T Martin to be their head coach.
Yeah. University of T Martin. So easy.
That's what I'm saying. Pittsburgh travels to Charlotte, North Carolina to take on Wake Forest. And I'm sure Nick's going to watch this game. He's probably going to have multiple TVs set up on this, watching they offered like two different versions on ESPN where there's like one from a blimp cam or some shit like that. Cause he's an ACC guy. And look, and I'm making this case, this is the best ACC championship probably in a decade, because when you have 2 10-2 teams playing each other, sign me up.
You don't know who's going to win.
Normally,
unbelievable.
Normally it's 11-1 Clemson against 7-5 Virginia, or 7-5 Pitt, or 7-5 Virginia Tech.
Every one of them. This just pick one.
Yeah.
Well, it's the best and also the worst. It's the best because it should be a competitive, fun, entertaining game. It's the worst because the country doesn't care about
zero. No, it's the worst because Pitt lost to Western Michigan. This would be a huge game had they not lost to Western Michigan.
True. But Power Five, I want to see the TV ratings after this weekend. Guaranteed ACC's dead last.
The way it should be. All right.
After a year like this, no argument.
I'm taking Wake +3. Look, you're going to give me a field goal. I know Pitt can pit. I also know Wake can wake. Give me the points.
Neutral site. I kind of have to agree. I mean, this is actually in North Carolina. Slight edge to Wake Forest.
Fans traveling?
They're not going to travel the 30 minutes to Charlotte or however.
It's not 30. It's like hours.
Yeah, it's a couple hours.
It's like an hour and a half or something, but it doesn't matter. They don't go to their own stadium. Okay. So it's not like
the stakes are slightly higher though. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Wake Forest is a small private university. They don't have great numbers of alumni. They're not going to pack the house. I guarantee you. They don't pack their own house.
Okay. Well, yeah. Actually, Pitt is, I think, significantly. I don't know if they're significantly better.
So they're the same team to me.
I think Pitt's a little better. 3 points. I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't have a feel for it. I'll take Pitt.
This is a great ACC championship. Nick, who'd you say you're taking, Nick?
I'm leaning Pitt as well. I think they have a slightly better defense. They are two similar teams. Overall, I think Pitt's got maybe a little bit more talent.
Clawson over defense. Narduzzi all day.
That's true. I mean, Wake Forest definitely has a coaching advantage. So I don't know, man. I'm a lean Pitt here, but certainly not a game on a bet myself.
All right. Why do I not see? Are they sneaking this one past us right now? Where is this game? How did I miss this game? They don't have it on here. Southern Illinois travels to North Dakota State. This is an interesting matchup here. The Salukis at the Bison. Look, North Dakota State's won how many national championships, Patty C, in the past 10 years?
8 or 9.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous.
Just an unbelievable.
Two of them at the Duke's expense.
This is in the Fargo Dome. Is that Wells Fargo Dome or no Fargo, Nebraska?
Fargo, you know, Wells Fargo, North Dakota over there.
You know, you got all these banks. I'm sure
they've considered.
What's funny is that it's the Gate City Bank Field at the Fargo Dome.
Aha, uh-huh. That's a missed opportunity.
Like a rival bank.
Right? North Dakota State is laying 14.5 points. That's too many for my Salukis. Stone Labanowitz. Look, I know things didn't work out there, but look, this team still had experience a season ago. They got Avante Cox, the star wide receiver. I'm on the Salukis plus 14.5. Sprinkle some on the money line.
Wow.
Sprinkle some on the money line. Quincy Patterson, Virginia Tech nonsense. Give me the Salukis with that awesome helmet with that dog on the side of the helmet. Nick, what are you doing here?
No, I totally disagree. Salukis are only 2-3 in their last five. And we have a common opponent within the last month. Youngstown State. Not a very good, below 500 Youngstown State. Southern Illinois lost 35-18 versus them. North Dakota State won 49-17 against Youngstown. And dude, they did this to Stone. All right.
Yeah, it's true.
They benched his ass, and so he quit. So screw the Salukis. I think North Dakota State rolls.
Patty?
Dude, there's just no question. Coincidentally, both the JMU and North Dakota State favored by 14.5 here. I'm taking both the favorites to cover the spread. And we're on a collision course for the Fargo Dome in the semifinals. And buddy,
you want to go there? Huh?
Oh, I want to go. I want to go, and we're going to whip their fucking ass on their own turf.
I want this pilot
before we jump up to the FBS. So screw you, North Dakota State, but you're going to cover tonight or on Saturday, I should say.
Yeah, Saturday. Okay. Well, Georgia takes on Alabama. Georgia money coming in on Georgia. This opened up at 6. It's at 6.5 now. The Bulldogs are laying 6.5 in Atlanta against Alabama in that filthy fucking dome. Guys, call me crazy. I'm taking Alabama plus 6.5. You're giving Saban a week. Look, after they had a bad performance against Auburn, and this is my main point. Let me just load up. They haven't played. They've played one top 25 defense. Georgia has. Georgia's offense has played one top 25 defense, which was Clemson. They had no offensive touchdowns against Clemson. Now, granted, that was JT Daniels. But Alabama's got the number 7 defense in the country that ranks higher than Clemson. Give me the Crimson Tide plus 6.5. Sprinkle some on the money line. Stetson Bennett, you're finally going to have to throw a pass that means something. Patty C, what are you doing?
Could not disagree more. Look, 2021, the year that Rent was fucking due. Okay. Clemson finally took their L, right? Ohio State finally took their L. Who else? There's one other. I'm drawing a blank on
Florida State.
Oklahoma finally took their L to Oklahoma State. Okay. Alabama is going to get whooped. They're going to get whooped by Georgia. Mm. 21 points.
Bryce Young against Stetson Bennett.
21.
You're crazy.
21 points.
Nick, what are you doing here?
You don't often get a chance to take Alabama as a dog. And when you do, I love it. I'm on Bama here. I listened to the SGP pod. You guys both on both sides of this game brought up good points. But at the end of the day, I mean, I think this is a ball game here. And yeah, like you said, Saban isn't a dog often, you know, and those dogs are going to come out biting. So give me Bama.
Yes, yes, yes. All right.
Georgia and Lockett, by the way.
Oh, Patty C locking up. Oof. Nick, I'm curious. Hold on, let me just do this for Patty C. Nick, what your lock was just Oregon. Do you have another lock?
I do have some more locks.
Okay, okay. I still got two games to talk about.
All right, well, you want to tell you the locks?
I got three games.
So yeah. I also locked Oregon plus 3.5.
Yes, I was on that.
I locked Houston plus 10.5.
Any others?
No.
Okay. Next up, Iowa, Michigan in that stupid, stupid dome. The Hawkeyes are catching 11.5 points. Call me crazy, guys. Let me just tell you, I am not biting on this Michigan offense against this Hawkeyes defense. Give me Kirk Ferentz plus 11. Michigan gets the win. 17-14. Dude, do I need to pull up every one of these?
I'm just giving you a hard time because you faded Michigan every game this year. But I agree with you. I think Iowa is going to cover this 10.5 points. Come on, man.
I faded Michigan when they lost to Michigan State. How'd that work out for me? There's too many points. Look, the last time, do I need to bring up the last three times they played? Michigan won 10-3 in Ann Arbor on October 5th in 2019, 2016, Iowa won 14-13 in Iowa City, 2013, Iowa won 24-21. All right. Those are the last three times they played. I'm taking the 11 points. I was another thing to mention here. Iowa special teams always legit. Great punter, great punt returner, great kick returner. Now I do worry about Iowa's quarterback play always. Like one pick six could change this game very, you know. But at the same time, I'll say the same for McNamara, even though he's clearly way better than Iowa's quarterback. Iowa's defense scores points. Give me the Hawkeyes plus 11. Nick, what are you doing?
I'm actually going to lean Michigan here. I think as far as the FBS games this weekend, I've been on a lot of dogs. I'm going to go the favorite here. I certainly don't like it because this could be a sloppy field goal game, but I think Michigan is clearly the better team. I think Iowa's 10-2 is a little misleading because I don't think they're that good. They should be more like 8-4.
But what do you mean they've beaten some really good? I mean, Iowa State's got they were a good team. Iowa State. They beat Iowa State. They beat Penn State. Was a good team, you know. They beat Minnesota. Your Minnesota Golden Gophers. All right.
Penn State's not that good. Okay.
I mean, Penn State was very close to beating Michigan. Penn State probably should have beat Michigan.
They also lost to Illinois.
Yeah.
Minnesota lost to Bowling Green.
Yep.
Iowa State has, I think, 5 losses on the season.
Yeah, but they're all by like a touchdown.
I don't know. I mean, those two games. The loss to Purdue 24-7, loss to Wisconsin 27-7.
Yep.
Those are sticking in my head and I certainly don't like this play. But my lean is to go ahead and lay the points with Michigan.
Interesting. Interesting. Patty.
Those couple games. I mean, they have a number of mutual opponents, Indiana, Iowa beat by 28, Michigan only beat by 22. If I'm not mistaken, if I could find that game. Let me see. Sorry, I'm going slow here. Maryland, Iowa won by 37, Michigan by won by 41. Okay. Penn State, Iowa won by 3, Michigan won by 4, right? Nebraska, Iowa won by 7, Michigan won by three. Okay. So, and then there's one more. I don't want to waste a bunch of time doing this, but generally speaking, pretty similar scores between these two teams. I think Michigan does have an extra gear that Iowa doesn't. Anyone who's watched football knows that. Is that 10? What is it? 10 and a half?
11.
11?
Yeah.
Give me Iowa. It's good. I bet Iowa by 8 or 9. I mean, Michigan by 8 or 9.
I can't wait to watch that one. Let me ask you this, guys. Does Kirk Ferentz in Iowa get in the college football playoff if they win and they go 11-2? And what could be the best conference in college football this year?
I don't think so.
That's crazy to me.
A two-loss team has never made it, right?
Not yet, but a two-loss team is, I don't know, has ever been conference champion.
But the Big Ten and SEC team has never not made it.
Something must give here.
Well, hold on. No. A Big Ten champion has Penn State.
Oh, you're right.
But they still put Ohio State in.
A Big Ten team made it that year. That's true.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because let's be honest, the SEC. Well, look, the SEC and Big Ten are the top two conferences. Look, I happen to rate Big Ten a little higher this year.
Sure.
Last year I had SEC higher.
Yeah.
To me, if you don't have the team that wins that conference,
Let me ask you this, Colby. Yeah. What has been the one consistency, and despite all the inconsistencies in the playoffs
name brand
has always won out. Does Iowa have the name brand?
No, just as much as Cincinnati, than Cincinnati.
Yes, but I don't know about this year. I think Cincinnati is more of a it team than Iowa.
I just
think
that would be ridiculous because Iowa's schedule is way harder than Cincinnati.
It's true.
I don't know.
We'll see what they do. That'll be interesting.
Okay. Let's get to it. Next up, South Dakota State. The Jackrabbits hit the road to take on the Hornets of Sacramento State. South Dakota State -8.5. I'm going to take South Dakota State. Sacramento State didn't play football last year. The year before they were in the FCS playoffs. They were solid. Just too many. And I know they're hot too, but I'm taking South Dakota State -8.5. Nick, who you rolling with?
I'm with you. Give me the Jackrabbits, man. Pierre Strong still there, running back.
Should we lock this? Let's lock it.
I'm locking it.
All right. What the hell? Why not?
Okay, we got a triple lock.
There it is. We had to have one today. You're right, though. Sacramento State has been whooping some ass. For the most part. That said,
all right.
South Dakota State is a different breed.
Yes, it is. And last game of the night, a random game. USC travels to Berkeley, California. Is anyone going to be at this game? USC currently catching 4.5 points. Why is Cal favored by 4.5? I think that USC is going to want to get they fought hard against BYU. They actually did. Give me USC plus 4.5. Actually, sprinkle some on the money line.
I'm going the opposite way.
Yeah.
I think Wilcox is a lot more invested into this than USC's lame duck coach. So give me the Bears.
Nick, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Why even play this game? Right. I mean, it's completely meaningless. Nobody cares, but whatever. I'll take the points.
Yeah. You can bet on it. Right. True. All right. Before we get out of here, what's the game you're looking forward to most, Patty C, Saturday?
JMU whooping on Southeast Louisiana State on our march toward the FBS championship, which we're going to have in about 5 to 7 years. We're taking over Virginia and we're going to
FBS championship.
FBS championship. Okay. Did I say FCS?
You said FCS.
Well, we're going to get that this year, but FBS in 7 years.
There we go. Okay. What's the best FBS game?
Yeah. Which one am I most interested in? Oh, I got to say Baylor, Oklahoma State. It's gonna be a great one,
Nick. The top FCS game you want to see?
FCS. You know what? Sam Houston. Okay. I was riding them last year. Came through for me, and I'm gonna continue riding that wave.
What about FBS?
App State, Louisiana. No, I'm joking. I mean, I love the Sun Belt. I'll be rooting for you, App. But it's a shame that Houston, Cincinnati, and Georgia, Bama are on at the same time. I'll definitely have a couple of screens up here. It's a tie between those two. I want to see if Cincinnati can go undefeated, and Houston is going to give them a very stiff test. That's going to be a great game. And then Georgia, Alabama. Needless to say.
All right, my top FCS game is Eastern Washington, Montana. You guys are sleeping. That's a great matchup. Both teams have had a lot of success in the FCS playoffs over the past 30 years. And top FBS game, it's got to be for me, Baylor, Oklahoma State. Iowa, Michigan's close. And then, I mean, Georgia, Bama's right there, too. Houston, Cincinnati's fun. That's probably my fourth favorite game.
A lot of good ones.
Yeah. Let's have some fun, guys. All right. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We talk college basketball year round over there. We talk college football year round over here. Get that SGPN app for free in the App Store and Google Play Store. Get access to all of our picks and podcasts. Me, Patty, CNC, Nick, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. You can get all that on the SGPN app or sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Do that. And yeah, make sure you give us a follow on Twitter at I'm at the Colby D. Give me a follow. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C A 31. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC underscore N I C K. Terrell Furman Jr. on Twitter at really rel underscore underscore. The College Football Experience on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. Check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, too. We're talking all different types of sports. Let's have some fun. Great college basketball Saturday. Great FCS college football playoffs, a real playoff. And you get the conference championship and a random college football game with USC and Cal. Let's enjoy it, folks. And the SWAC championship. Don't forget about the SWAC championship. This is the College Football Experience, conference championship / FCS style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.